most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday edition of the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you some beautiful Christian music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians and wind down our verse-by-verse study of the book of Jude, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Yes, this is the last message in this series. I know you've enjoyed it as I have listening to this great series, but now next Saturday we begin a new series entitled Wonderful Christ. Now you can imagine what a great series this will be, Wonderful Christ. Now this starts again next Saturday, so be sure to tune in next Saturday and for many Saturdays after that to hear this great, great message. Well, right now, before the message, we're going to hear two songs that are from our album, Tent Revival Favorites. Now, we've featured this album all week, and if you'd like to get the album, just visit the website, look at your literature brochure, or contact us in any way, and we'll send it to you. Let's hear Love Lifted Me and Just As I Am, and then Dr. Green.
Love lifted me. And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, direct us as we bring to a close this little epistle, little but powerful, little but important. And as we close today our study of these 25 verses, I pray that thy name will be honored and glorified and magnified. Save souls, strengthen believers, in Jesus' name, amen. I'll read the last two verses, and then I will use two other verses in connection with these, and we'll close this study today in the little book of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now, I emphasized some 3-4 days ago that all that we do is to be done to the glory and the honor of our God. And I talked about that, and so I'm closing today, and I have been for the past 2 or 3 days, talking about the ability of God. Unto him that is able, when you and when I recognize the ability of Christ, there will be no time in our life, no room in our life for worry and fretting and anxiety. He is able, as we read, to do exceeding abundantly above anything we think or ask. We can't even think what he is able to do. We can't ask. There's no way to ask to the limit of the ability of our God and our Savior. Now, if you want the references and did not get them all, copy them hurriedly, will you? 2 Corinthians 9:8, Ephesians 3:20, Philippians 3:21, 2 Timothy 1:12, Hebrews 2:18, 5:7, and now today I'm reading Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. And in this verse, we find these words. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now that verse goes much, much deeper than most of us realize. And I don't want you to misunderstand me. I want you to listen carefully so you will not think that I have changed my doctrine or that I am a false prophet. I want you to listen carefully. This verse of Scripture points out that Jesus is able to see you safely inside the door of the Father's house. Now, what do I mean by that? In verse 23 of this same chapter, Hebrews 7:23, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. Now, in the Old Testament economy, a priest died and another priest would take his place. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore? He hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore? Now, listen, beloved. Jesus came into the world, prophet, priest, and he's coming again, king. He came into the world, the Lamb of God, to shed his blood for the remission of sin. He died on the cross to redeem us. He ever lives to save us. Now, wait a minute, wait just a minute, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. I've said this many times before. I need a redeemer, and thank God I have a redeemer, Jesus. Jesus is my redeemer. He bought me back. The devil stole away away that which God gave to Adam. Now, by that I mean, God put him in the garden innocent. And the devil came and tempted him. And Adam and Eve, of course, tempted Eve. And they yielded and sinned. And they lost their position and their innocence. They became sinners, and God drove them out of the garden. Now, there is a difference between being innocent and righteous, beloved. Righteousness is imputed, and no man can become righteous except by imputation. God imputes righteousness when we believe. Adam was innocent, and now sinners that put their trust in Jesus become righteous because God imputes righteousness. Now, here's what I'm saying. I need a redeemer, and I have a redeemer, but I need more than a redeemer. God redeemed me when I put faith in Jesus. Jesus is my redeemer, and I am a child of God because Jesus died on the cross. But if the Lord God had redeemed me and left it up to me, I would be right back in the flesh, in sin and ungodliness, in the world where I was. I'm still in the flesh. Don't think I'm suggesting that I am divine. I'm not. I'm in a body of flesh, but I mean by that I would be living in the flesh, living in the world, living in the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. But God not only redeemed me, God redeemed me through the blood, and Jesus became my high priest. He is my high priest, and he ever lives. He'll never die. He ever liveth to make intercession for me. And I am a minister of the gospel and a Christian gentleman today, not because of my ability. No, I'm not able, but because he is able. He is able to keep, to direct, to protect, and to present faultless. Now, you can't stand in the presence of God Almighty with a fault. You must be faultless. You must be righteous. You must be holy. You must be pure. Nothing shall enter that city that defileth. And the only way to be pure and righteous and holy is in Christ, in Jesus. He is our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So, he is able also to save. He is able also. He is not only able to redeem. He is not only able to wash away sin. He is able to take care of sins that may be committed by the believer after he is redeemed. Little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. I don't want you to sin. Sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the only righteous one. Jesus is the righteous. And when you are in Jesus, and Jesus in you, God sees the righteousness of Jesus in you. God sees the blood, the cleansing blood, the righteousness, the holiness, the purity of Jesus. And my friend, all of our righteousnesses, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Isaiah 64:6. You can't do enough, you can't give enough, you can't live enough to satisfy God. The only way you can satisfy God is in Christ. Jesus is able to redeem. He's able to save. He's able to keep. He's able to direct. He's able to protect. He's able to present. And glory to God, he will. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. Now, that's the secret. Ever liveth. He said in Revelation to John, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am he that was dead and liveth, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I was dead, but I'm alive, and I live forevermore. I'll die no more. Death will never, never touch Jesus again. He died, and they placed him in the tomb, but glory to God, he rose again the third day. Now, he died to redeem me. And he lives to save me day by day. I don't mean redeem me day by day. I don't mean give salvation to me day by day. He saves me from the pitfalls of the devil. He saves me from the temptations that would lead me astray. He saves me from those things that the devil throw between us and God and tries. The devil tries through various and sundry ways and things and people to lead us astray. And Jesus saves us from those things. Now, listen to this. In Romans chapter 5, and I didn't intend to use it, but I'm turning to it now. We read in Romans 5, we're justified by faith. We have peace with God. And then we read, much more, being now justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. See, we are now justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. We are justified the second we believe. We are redeemed the split second we believe. We're justified. We are redeemed. But we are saved moment by moment. Hour by hour, day by day, saved from wrath, from pitfalls, from temptation that would steal our testimony and murder our influence for Christ and Christianity. Much more than, now this is Romans 5:9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Now notice, we were reconciled by the death of his son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. He ever liveth. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Glory to God. He is able to save to the uttermost. Now here's the last able. In James 4:12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. He is able to save and he's able to destroy. Who art thou that judgeth another? There is one lawgiver, and that's God and Christ, the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. There is one lawgiver who is able to save, and he is able to destroy. Now listen to me, beloved. Regardless of what you've heard about it, regardless of what you believe about it, the God who is able to save to the uttermost is also able to destroy to the uttermost. And the God who will save to the uttermost all who come to him in the name of Jesus through the shed blood of Jesus, that same God will destroy to the uttermost all who refuse to come to him by means of the blood in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you today by the radio to ask yourself the question, have I come to Jesus? When did I come? Do I know that I have come in the past? Do I know that I've had an experience of redemption? Am I redeemed or just a church member? Am I redeemed or just a member of some religion? Or have I just been baptized? Am I redeemed? Am I washed in the blood? Am I saved by grace? He is able to save, but he's also able to destroy. Now, day by day and month by month and year by year, those who deny hell are increasing in number. There are entire religions that deny hell. There are ministers who deny hell. There are individuals who deny hell. But the Bible teaches clearly that just as surely as God is a God of love and a God of mercy and tenderness, he is also a God of wrath. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. So it doesn't make any difference what man has said about it. Doesn't make any difference what man preaches about it. It doesn't make any difference what man has put in books about it. The Bible teaches us that there is a hell. And Jesus said it's better to lose your eye, your hand, your foot, than to have these members and be cast into hell fire, where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dies. So I'm asking you one more time, before I bring to a close this little book of Jude, I'm asking you one more time, do you know beyond any shadow of doubt that you are redeemed? Now, I'm not demanding that you tell me the date or the day or the hour, but I am saying that if you cannot remember an experience, if you cannot remember an experience when you put your faith in Jesus and he took your burden and gave you peace, if you can't remember such an experience, I warn you, you'd better have one before you die. Because if you don't, you'll open your eyes in hell like the rich man. The beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man died and in hell he opened his eyes, being in torment. If you're born again, you know it. You may not remember the day. You may not remember the hour. You may not remember the year. But if you're born again, you remember the experience. You remember that sometime, somewhere, in a church, at home, in a revival, in a prayer meeting, or at your own home, you trusted Jesus and peace came into your heart. And if you can't remember that, I beg you to bow down upon your knees right now and ask God to save you. And if you're listening to me and you know that you have been born again, but you're living a defeated life, I ask you to bow down upon your knees and ask God to forgive you and then surrender soul, spirit, and body. Just remember, he is able to save. He is able to keep. He is able to direct. He is able to protect. He is able to present faultless all who come to him, that is God, by Jesus. Christ is our redemption. He is our sufficiency. Put your trust in him now. Father, honor the precious word of God. Honor thy precious word. Save those who are under conviction. Reclaim the backslidden. And strengthen every believer in the inner man. For thy name's sake, Jesus is worthy. It is in his precious name we pray. For his sake, honor and glory. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. I hope you can stay tuned just another moment or two, because I'm sure that you or someone you know will be blessed and want to receive the items that are in our gift offer for this week, gift offer C. Now, this offer contains a Bible, a book by my dad all about Christ, and an album of music, traditional Christmas music, instrumental music, so it's easy to listen to while you're doing household chores or other things. Now, all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the ministry in the amount of $35 or more. Please send more if you can, and the Lord lays it on your heart. I hope that you will do so, because we need your donation each and every day here on the program. But if you can send a donation of at least $35 and ask for gift offer C, then I'm going to send you first the thin line, large print King James Version Bible. Of course, we would never offer any other kind of Bible other than the King James Version. Because this is a large print Bible, it does not have the Scofield reference notes, but the print is very easy to read. If you have someone or yourself hard to read the regular print, you will want this Bible. And it is thinner than most large print Bibles. It is a red letter edition. It has full color maps in the back. It has two ribbon markers, gilt edge pages. The cover is very soft. It's called Leather Soft. It also has a presentation page and subdivision headers. One thing I like, a one-year reading plan. Many people will enjoy that. So that is the thin line large print Bible. Then we have a book by my dad, Our Savior, 182 pages long, subtitled The Work of Our Savior, Past, Present, and Future. Finally, a traditional American Christmas, 11 instrumental songs about Christmas that I know will bless your heart, such as Angels We Have Heard on High, What Child Is This, and so on. So, to get all of this, just ask for Gift Offer C and send your gift of at least $35. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.